Alaska's cruise ship wastewater science panel will resume meeting in early summer with a full slate. The final two appointments include a replacement for an environmental activist who was removed due to industry pressure. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Michelle Ridgway will take the non-governmental organization seat on the 11-member science panel. She's a Juneau-based marine ecologist with more than 25 years of field research experience. She's also worked on other governmental committees examining similar issues.
I think I can bring to the panel my expertise working with industrial fishing vessels through the North Pacific Fishery Management Council's committees, in which I was inspired to find that despite regulatory hurdles, the industry was able to work together and the technology was developed to meet these regulations. Coupled with that, my background in marine ecology and understanding what some of the effects of some of these toxins can have in the environment may serve well to help with some of the discussions surrounding the panel's mission, which is to meet water quality standards at the pipe.
Ridgway is a longtime member of the Alaska Marine Conservation Council. She also founded the Alaska Deep Ocean Science Institute and is the owner of Oceanus Alaska Marine Environmental Services. The cruise ship wastewater science panel will examine technology that could help vessels meet stringent new discharge rules. Ridgway is optimistic it will meet those goals.
Based on the information I've reviewed, it does seem that there is equipment that has been both developed and is currently under development that may certainly improve the ship's ability to deal with some of their more challenging effluent situations. It may not be immediately available to all vessels, but we'll have to look into that further and see what might be possible.
Ridgway replaces Haynes Clean Water activist Gershon Cohen, who was bumped from the panel before it ever met. The cruise industry and its allies protested his appointment, saying he was too much of an advocate. Cohen was an author of the Cruise Ship Initiative, which set the strong new water quality standards and created new taxes the industry opposed. The cruise line's representative, an advocate of the mixing zone dilution technique rejected by the initiative, remains on the panel. Cohen says he knows Ridgway and expects her to play a strong role.
Michelle has been involved in water protection efforts and, you know, has a background in oceanography that goes back many years.
But he worries the panel is unbalanced, with too many members having strong connections to the cruise industry. Critics of Cohen's appointment have not objected to Ridgway. Alaska Cruise Association President John Binkley says she has the credentials.
I read her bio on the website. Sounds like she's knowledgeable and be excellent addition to the panel, but I just really don't know her.
The final appointment is Kenneth Fisher, a public health service officer who works for the Environmental Protection Agency's Alaska office. State officials say he's worked in professional engineering, national program management, and legislative work. The new members will join the science panel's next meeting, scheduled for early June in Juneau. State Cruise Ship Program Manager Denise Koch says they'll likely hear the final results of a wastewater treatment system study. She says panel members will also be filled in on existing efforts to lower pollutants.
As a condition of cruise ships getting the interim standards, which were essentially slightly easier standards, the cruise lines had to submit a source reduction evaluation, which essentially talked about what they were trying to do to reduce the amounts of ammonia, copper, nickel, and zinc in their wastewater effluent.
The panel held its first meeting in February. Other members include a hatchery manager, a cruise ship designer, a chemical engineering researcher, and an environmental engineer. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.